Why music?
Why music? I grew up with it around my house. Musical family. My grandpa was a concert pianist. My dad did like film and TV music a lot growing up. So I was in and out of studios. Met a lot of like producers and writers at a young age. And so yeah, I guess the short answer is I was always around it.
Mm-hmm.
But why music? Truly, like I think it inspired me so much at a young age, and it was so it really like shaped the fabric of who I was when I was young. Mm-hmm. So it was really like the only option for me.
So what was some of the film and TV that he did?
It was a lot of infomercial stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So
that's
awesome. He ran a brand design company.
Yeah,
and so he was doing like logos and websites for a while, and then he noticed that everybody who was doing the music for the infomercials was making more money than he was doing the logos.
Wow.
So he's like, all right, I play guitar. I should just figure this out. So,
wow. So there are any – did you guys have like a lot of those products in your house
all
growing
of them.
Up?
We have like – we had a whole gym basically of things that were just given to us, like the ab machines and all that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, my God.
Pilates stuff. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Did your dad do any other not professional music, because obviously that's less professional, but like music for him, like commercial music? Like, did he release any albums?
Never released any music
mm-hmm.
under his own, like, band or anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's played in a band since he was, like, 25,
mm-hmm.
and they still jam all the time. And,
nice.
And everything, but no shows. I've never seen him play live. He just
mm-hmm.
kind of, like, lives vicariously through my stuff, I think.
That's awesome.
Days. Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you said music is, like, kind of entrenched in the fabric of your life. So describe like the music that was played in your house and how you feel like it influenced you.
Yeah, I mean, grew up with a lot of classic rock, like Kansas, like Clapton, that kind of stuff. First concert was Paul McCartney.
Nice.
Yeah, so got introduced at a young age to some really like just amazing music. John Mayer is my favorite artist of all time.
Mm-hmm.
That was like my third concert. So really like fell in love with like true musicians from a young age. And then, like, as I grew up, started to get more into pop and producing and all that good stuff. But through, like, middle school and high school, I really started to get into bands like Fall Out Boy and All Time Low. Like,
mm-hmm.
the Warped Tour scene, I thought I was going to be on Warped Tour. That was, like, my dream. And so that was, like, when I really fell in love with the kind of stuff that I ended up doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, that was the first lane I found. So I really want to be in a pop-punk band.
Mm-hmm.
That was my thing for a long time.
So listening to your music, it's funny because you definitely have like that pop style. But I mean, the thing that I recognized in your EP right off the bat was the guitar licks in the beginning. So you definitely have that musician, singer, songwriter feel apparent early on. Is that something that's super important to you?
It is, yeah. And I think I've spent like the last couple of years trying to really find that lane. Like I started off doing stuff that leaned way more pop. And then kind of right away was not feeling it and took me like the last year and a half to really find the specific lane that I'm in now, which is like there's always going to be some form of organic musicality to whatever I'm doing. Even if it leans really, really pop, it's still going to be, you know, guitar or piano or something that I can play on stage that's interesting to me rather than just press and play on a track or
sure.
something like that.
So the lyrics in a lot of your work is it's kind of like epitomizing the struggle. Feels like a lot of like Walt Whitman poetry, like the struggle ever renewed, like the hustle every day, like, you
sure.
know, what life is like every day. So like, what is life like every day for you as an up and coming musician?
Yeah, it's really ever changing. Like I go through like big spurts of writing. So I just came off of like writing almost every day for the last 2 or 3 months and just writing for other people, producing for other people, writing songs for myself for next year. And then I get to take a little break and come to New York and do some press and play a show and enjoy that a little bit. And then I go back into writing. So kind of really just like shifting between those two things a lot of the time. Looking forward to writing through the end of this year as well and kind of just like hunkering down in the studio and finding some new songs and stuff like that.
So as you're writing for other people, you ever come into a situation where you're writing something for somebody else and you go, yeah, you know what, I'm going to keep that.
So that's been the struggle is I try to make it really, I try to blur the lines a lot. Hey, let's get together and write, even if you're an artist and I'm an artist. And then I kind of just like let it play out. I try to shift everything in my direction these days.
Nice.
And like this year I wrote like upwards of 200 songs. And I chose 4 to put on my EP, right? So I'm really, really particular is what I've learned. So if I'm going to write that much, I might as well find homes for the other 200 or 196 songs, right? So, yeah, I'm trying to just write as much as possible, and then I just take what I want and leave out the rest.
I don't know. To me, it kind of sounds like you've got a little bit of your dad in you. Like,
yeah,
you know what works
bit.
For, like, each like, product, so to speak.
Sure,
and you're, like,
yeah.
tailoring, like, songs to, like, products and people.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the interesting thing, too, is, like, you just said I put out my EP. That's my first EP that I put out as a solo artist. And
mm-hmm.
it was interesting to write that many songs and then look at all of them and say, okay, like, what's the common thread? What do I want to say? How can I put these together? I can't just take a song that's, like, about, like, wanting to spend time with your family and then put a song about, like, how... I don't know. I love spending money, like, on the club or whatever,
yeah.
right? So, like, I got to find what the common thread between them is and, like, what I connect to and what I want to say as an artist in 2019. So that was kind of an interesting process that was my first time through it this year.
So what is the common thread? We'll get you after, I promise. Okay.
The common thread for this project is friends and family, something that's really important to me. And it wasn't something that I really set out to do in writing the project. It was something that I found after, like, looking back on all these songs.
Mm-hmm.
What are the ones that I really care about? They're the ones that are, like, highlighting and reminding me to make time for friends and family and respect the people that you love and feeling grateful to be in the circle that you're involved in and know the people you know and just remembering to take care of them and take care of yourself and spend time with the people you love. That's really what the common thread is.
What song do you feel like has the best story behind it? And can you share it with us?
On the EP, I think the one I connect to the most is called No Worries. It was one of the singles. And it's not necessarily a specific story behind it, but I love the descriptiveness of the lyrics. And everything is from personal experience. Kind of highlighting the same thing. It's like I'm really guilty of working too much and, like, writing too much, not sleeping enough, like, not spending enough time with friends and family. And I, especially earlier this year, like, really let that impact my personal life and just was not really thinking about that enough. And that song came at a time for me where, like, I wasn't sure what was next for me, like, sound-wise, but also conceptually. I didn't really know where I wanted to go this year. And when it came along, it was just like everything clicked. That's the song. That's the message. That's exactly what I need to be saying right now. So that's the one for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. What do you think is the difference between your style in person and in the studio? Is there a difference? Because there's big differences with certain artists.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you mean like live?
Yeah.
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 Try to keep as true as possible to who I am. Like I said, I'm trying to avoid, like, press and play on a track.
Yeah.
That's why, like, I'm always traveling with the band. I think I'm always, you know, like, I grew up playing in bands, and there's never going to be, like, I'm never going to lose that part of me.
Mm-hmm.
I think, actually, I'm probably meant to be playing in a band, and I just ended up doing a solo thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always traveling with my best friends and trying to play music and trying to have that real, like, organic musicality live as much as I can in a very, like, pop track, you know, oriented world.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to incorporate that, which I think is similar in the studio. Like, I'm always trying to implement some kind of, like, or something that's, like, a little tidbit for someone who might know something about music in a pop song disguise. So
mm-hmm.
if they're a musician, they could say, like a very John Mayer kind of thing, like,
mm-hmm.
oh, they threw in that little guitar lick. Like, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
No one would hear that unless they were a musician, right?
Sure.
So, that kind of stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. This is your first EP.
Yes, it is.
So you're going to do a lot of work over the next couple of years. You know, you've got 200 songs in the can waiting
yeah.
to be released. How do you want this EP to kind of, like, start your legacy as a musician?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because it's such a singles world right now.
Sure.
Right? And if you would have asked me earlier this year, like, what my plan was for the year, I would have said, like, just single after single. And doing the research and kind of, like, just seeing other artists and friends do it, I think it's easier to define a small era, if you will, with a project rather than singles.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, I've released EPs in the past and taken them down or been in bands and put them out. And this is the first time where I'm really looking at it and saying, like, I'm so proud of these songs
mm-hmm.
that... that anyone discovering my music for the first time, they could listen to any song on this project and know, hopefully, exactly what I'm about, exactly who I'm going to be moving forward, because they're really very true songs over anything else I've written. Like, that's what I'm choosing to release right now, is something that's very true to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I'd like it to be perceived.
Okay, cool. So what's next?
What's next? Some touring through the first quarter of next year, a lot of writing through the end of this year, and next year is going to be an album's worth of music, not in the form of an album, but an album's worth of music, definitely. A lot of stuff waiting to come out, so exciting times.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you want to say that we haven't touched base on? Anything that would connect people to your experience and what you're all about, what you stand for, that fabric that you were talking about?
Yeah, I think I love music so much. I think it's the, for me, the most important art form in my life, obviously. But I think without it, we lack a lot of connection, and with it, we have a lot to learn from each other, and a lot or it can bring us together, really. And I think it's really, really special. So support up-and-coming artists and do more things like this. This is amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as an up-and-coming artist, like, this is the best it gets for me, is coming to talk about my music. And anybody who connects with it and cares about it, that's really special to me. So thank you, guys.